Joining us from Los Angeles is Marta Kaufman, co-creator and executive producer of Friends, which first aired 25 years ago. Marta Kaufman, welcome to On Point.
Thank you so much, Megna. I'm happy to be here.
So you must be thrilled by how people who were maybe just in diapers when Friends first aired are obsessing about your show again.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, and I have to say, quite surprising. One of my favorite things about it is when my daughter was in high school, one of her friends, and this was just about 4 years ago, one of her friends said to her, "Have you seen that new show called Friends?" They thought it was a period piece about the 90s.
Wow. Oh, interesting. So, what's your reaction, or what do you think about how popular just these reruns are, when I think I heard that you and your fellow producers decided that you weren't going to reboot the show?
Yeah, we're not going to reboot the show. We can't beat what we've done. A reboot is very, very difficult to do. It's extremely difficult to compete with yourself. And then to not be disappointing on some level. And also our show was over. It was about a time in your life when your friends are your family, and this is past that time in your life, and the heart of the show is gone. As far as the popularity of shows right now, I think in terms of Friends, I can't really speak to BH90210,
mm-hmm.
But certainly in terms of Friends, I think it's comfort food.
Yeah.
I think it's like comfort food. It's warm, it's loving, it's funny, and these are characters you want to invite into your home when you're, you know, doing your laundry and cooking your dinner and in bed about to go to sleep. And I think that's how it feels. It's,
yeah,
comfortable.
Well, I want to just play a moment from one of the characters on the show. Really a fan favorite. Here's Phoebe, played by Lisa Kudrow, leading the cast in a rendition of her original song, Smelly Cat, from season 2 of Friends.
Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Smelly cat, smelly cat, it's not your fault.
A smelly cat!
Marta Kaufman, I'll be honest, it still makes me laugh all those years later.
Makes me laugh too.
I mean, what do you think there are lessons for TV producers today about the enduring legacy of Friends?
You know, I don't know that there is one lesson to be learned, and I don't think there is a formula to follow that will, you know, give another show that kind of popularity. I think we did it at a time when television was much more about appointment TV.
Yeah.
And that has changed quite a bit. So I'm not sure that they'll be able to, in this field of TV, get that kind of attention.
Mm. Well, do you think that TV networks won't try to make this kind of comedy anymore?
Oh, yeah, they're going to try.
Okay.
They're absolutely going to try. I just think it's much more difficult for things to catch on fire when there is so much offered.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask you one more question here, and this is actually courtesy of Eric, NPR's TV critic. It's a great question. He wanted to know, what is the unlikeliest person, the unlikeliest person you ever met or heard of who was a Friends fan?
Oh, my rabbi.
Why did that surprise you so much?
You know, I guess it's one of those strange interactions where the last thing you expect is to be talked to about your TV show. You know?
Yeah.
So that was pretty surprising. I also had, and I loved this, it was an elderly man, he must have been in his lower 80s, telling me how he went to bed to it every night because it made him giggle.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, Marta Kaufman, co-creator and executive producer of Friends, which first aired 25 years ago and now is having this major renaissance on streaming television, with us from Los Angeles. Thank you so much for joining us today, Marta.
Thank you so much. Thank you.